This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Let us see what the Quran and what the Prophet of Allah, the last and final messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says about the issue of racial superiority or racial equality. We as Muslims believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one, without any partners, and as our creator, maintainer, sustainer, protector, nourisher, and we worship Him alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, the fourth surah of the Quran, the first ayah, He said, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means, O mankind, be dutiful to your Rabb, to your Lord, to your Creator, Maintainer, Sustainer, Nourisher, Protector, who created you from a single person, Adam alayhi salam, Adam, and from him, Adam, he created his wife Hawa, Eve, and from them both, He created many men and women. Fear the anger, fear the displeasure of Allah, through whom you demand your mutual rights, and this refers to the rights, the marital rights, and do not cut the relations of the wombs. This refers to blood relations, to kinship. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever an all-watcher over you. This ayat of the Quran very clearly shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that all mankind is created from the same pair, from the same man and woman, which is Adam and Eve, Adam and Hawa alayhi salam. Every black man, every white man, every Indian, every Chinese, every anybody has the same father and the same mother. There's no difference. Then, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said also that because you believe and because you were created from the same pair and because you worship only Allah, fear His displeasure in your relationship, meaning do not oppress one another, otherwise you will displease your Creator. In another place in Surah Al-Hujurat, 49th surah, 13th ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhan nasu inna khalaqunakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila li ta'arafu inna akramakum indallahi atqakum inna allaha alimun khabir. Which means, O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and made you into nations and tribes, that you may know one another, that you may recognize one another, that you may appreciate one another, that you may love one another, that you may respect one another, so that you may know one another. All that I said are the different meanings of know. Verily, the most honorable of you with Allah is that believer who has the most consciousness to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is called taqwa. Verily, Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. The final message that I want to give you is from the last khutbah, not the last, but which is called the farewell sermon, the farewell khutbah of Rasulullah ﷺ, of the Prophet ﷺ when he was in Hajj. And this khutbah is in many places, but in Musnad Imam Ahmad is the most detailed description of it. There is a book of mine called The Last Sermon. You might like to read that. In that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there is no superiority of an Arab over a non-Arab, or of a non-Arab over an Arab, and no superiority of a white person over a black person, or of a black person over a white person, except on the basis of personal piety and righteousness. No racial superiority, no superiority based on color, no superiority based on any reason except personal piety and righteousness. This is the message of Islam, and this is what I would like to convey to you. And I would like to say that if all of us practice this message of treating all of us, irrespective of our race and color and creed and so on, as one, as brothers and sisters, this is the solution to the strife that we have brought about on ourselves in this life. Thank you very much for this opportunity. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.